2 year Africa. On everyday living affairs from the African perspective. Ujivo na Radio Student.
Good morning, Slovenia. We are meeting once again, as always, on our show. This is Africa, 2 year Africa. Dobro jutro, Slovenia. Kako ste? Kako živite? Ajeboga, smo že nasrečamo še enkrat na naše odajo. Tu je Afrika. Veste kaj tugaj na naše odajo? Vsak odajo. Govorim na neki tugaj v neku v Afriki. A zdaj vemo, Afrika je neki volitve, je ne? Recimo v Zimbabwe je bojo volitve v sredo. In v Mali je bil danes, po moje. Yeah. So, kaj to pomeni volitve, če ljudi v Afrika grejo na volitve? A to pomembno res ali samo propaganda? Ne vem, bomo slišamo. As we know, we're gonna have our guest. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks.
Fine. Yeah, can you please introduce yourself and tell us where you come from and where are you calling us from? And then we move on.
Uh-huh, okay. So for me, it's a great opportunity to be here in Radio Student. So first of all, I'd like to thank you for all your courage and your message through Africa to Radio Student in Slovenia. As you know, my name is Jonas. I'm from Comoros Islands, Africa. But we are in the sea. It's an island between Africa and Madagascar. We are in the channel Mozambique, you know, close to Mozambique and South Africa and Madagascar.
So you guys are not afraid to live in the middle of sea?
Yeah. So I'm living here in Slovenia. So I'm in Boronica right now.
I live in Boronica.
Yeah, I'm living in Boronica.
How is in Boronica today?
Oh, it's too hot, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you going to seaside, maybe?
No, for me, I already
went. You already went to sea from home.
Yeah.
You always live in the middle of seaside.
Yeah.
You don't need to go to
seaside. I have enough at home, you know. Yeah. I guess it's the ETF.
Yeah. Envy. All right. I'm going to just tell you a little bit what we'll be discussing today. As I said before, yeah. I mean, you heard it, I guess. So we'll be trying to talk in, you know, in Africa. Listen, Zimbabwe, there's elections this week. And then in Mali, there are elections as well. So when people are going to vote, are they bringing justice to the countries? Are they voting for their resources, or they are voting for other people's resources? You know, what it mean to vote, let's say, in Africa, and what that's supposed to be done, and how elections should be held in peace. Is it okay with you?
Yeah, it's okay.
Right, so now we're gonna do this way. We're gonna take a short break. We give a song. When we come back, one or two songs. When we come back, we'll be lighting the fire. All right?
Yeah, okay.
Just well done. Okay, here we go. This is our first song today. Hanzi hupe no wangu nema simba. Welcome back after a little bit short, long break. Yeah, that was a nice music. But the first song we heard, it comes from African choir singing about Sunday. God, please help us on our way and in our daily living. And the second song coming from Lady B, Baba Vemwana, talking about crying about the husband who are misleading their wives and kids at home. When they go out, they don't come back home. They come back when they are broke. So, okay. Right, now we are moving on. Jonah? Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
Just a moment. I want to go to one place who's quiet.
All right, do so.
Okay, George, go on.
Okay, all right. Welcome.
I'm not hearing you very well, you know?
You're not hearing me very well?
No.
What about now?
Now it's better. Yeah.
Okay, all right. As I said before, you're not listening, you're not on the air before. Today's topic, we're talking about elections in Africa, right? As we know, Zimbabwe is going on election on Wednesday, and Mali is holding election, I guess, today, isn't it so?
Yes, today now. It's election in Mali, yes.
It's election in Mali, all right. So then I was wondering, you know, when Africans are going for elections, are they doing these elections?
Hello?
Do you hear me, yes. Jonah?
I hear you.
Okay. When I'm asking, it's like when African countries were going to vote, are we voting to change our countries to be look better and to be able to use our resources in a good way? Or are we voting, you know, our elections that for all those guys who are in power just to live good? What exactly it means for elections in Africa?
Okay, at the beginning, thank you to invite me and to have this talk on your radio talk. I think I will agree with you the second part of your question that, in fact, elections are in the benefit of those elite who want political legitimation on the eyes of the international community. But we are have to go to see every country as a special case, okay? Mm-hmm. If you take elections in Mali now, it will be just help for the first time to overcome the crisis in Mali for the in his crucial part for the last year and 8 months, you know. And me myself, I believe that in any case, according to the situation in Mali, you will see at the end of these elections that the winner will be one of all the political structure, and the winner may be one of this political establishment who in fact are responsible for the situation in Mali for the last 20 years. No? So the problem is, you see, they have we have war in Mali, Tuareg rebellion, this thing, this stuff, French intervention, and to just to conclude, that I think that, okay, there will be after this election a platform for discussion, you know. But mm-hmm. the real change in the Malian reality is that they have to overcome such issues like education, infrastructure, health, in fact, the basic, because people are tired, you know. Mm-hmm. In other hand, the political elites are very, very rich and very powerful.
Let's hear from Jonas. What do you say, Jonah? What do you think?
For me, I think in Mali, the election is a bit difficult issue. Mm-hmm. Because first of all, I think the people in Mali, they should be very careful about the power. Because in Mali, it's very difficult because there is many tribals, you know, and there is many. This war, it was not against only about the government, but also against about also about the religion. Also, I think people they must be educated first when they have enough education in Mali.
Okay, for an example, when I look at Zimbabwe, okay, more or less there's only two parties are running, all right? Yeah. But when I look at it, Mali, if there are about 24 parties, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, Ibrahim. I mean, yes. If Ibrahim African countries, if there will be more than 10 parties are running for the presidential, how will you end up to come with a normal number to know who won?
The politician
the problem,
this is no for at all, you know, it is not about as Mr. Jan Yana said that it's a tribal case. There is not a tribal case. Maybe the political crisis may have a tribal underground. This is the reality, because if one part you have to see that in Mali this Menelaya is very, very minoritary. They have no political representative. They are just in the game because the French people want them to be in the game. I'm sure that if they will go to one referendum, they will lose the referendum for this country they name Azawad. So if you want, the political structure in Mali is very, very large. You have a lot of political parties. We have, but at the end, I tell you in the beginning, there are some major parties who are very strong, but I think that they lose their legitimacy because they didn't overcome the problems in the situation, mm-hmm. that they are fully responsible for the situation in Mali. And in and now what they want to do, they want to put all this crisis on the shoulders of the people, that it will be a political, it will be a national reconciliation. No, it's not a national reconciliation. Politicians in Mali, they failed, they really failed. And this election will give them maybe another opportunities, but in any case, you can change the political structure. People will vote. This is democracy. They will vote for some parties, for some people. You know, I'm sure that four people are very strong, and in Mali, maybe it will be the second tour, you know, the second election, the second part. It will be a big surprise for me if today one leader will win. It will be a big surprise, but it's possible also. Because, you know, people now, they just want to say that, okay, we have a decision just to go to overcome the problems, because they have a lot of things to do, you know. You know, they are suffering and they want just a normal life, you know. That, as you said, the beginning, George, the election is in Africa now, really are not for the benefit of our people. So, but this is the process, you know. This is the process. I think that the normal cases, this political elite in Mali have to go away, but you can change them, because as Yana said, the education is very important. You know, people in Mali, they don't have a lot of education, and people will vote according to some consideration. Maybe he's Mr. Keita is from the Mandingo people, Mr. Cisse is a Songhai, but it's not in fact. In Mali, for the president, we never have an ethnic connotation. This is very important for us in Mali.
Because we vote as a Malian,
not as a Songhai or a Tuareg or a Bambara.
Okay, I have a question. Okay, if I look at Zimbabwe, you know, elections in Zimbabwe, they're not being done by tribal wise, for an example, you know. It's not like each tribe, it has its own person who wants to be a president, you know. Then if in Mali, if they're followed by each tribe, it wants to be a president. I don't know, how did you combine the Malian elections to be fair and fair? You know, like, okay, these were fair elections. Or maybe, is it good idea, like, all these other parties, they can come together and they try to defeat the strongest party?
You know, George, tribal connotation in Mali is not you can't take it in consideration, because this is the worst things that can happen. Because if you take in consideration tribal, in Mali, it will be a chaos. The reality is that at the second tour, second level, there will be two political will win. Maybe Mr. Keita and Mr. Cisse. No, they have, and after they will be coalitions. You know, there will be two factions. Yes. You know, some politician will support Mr. Keita, Abubakar Keita. The second maybe will support Mr. Soumaila Cisse. No,
uh-huh.
But you know, here I will tell you just very important. You know, Soumaila Cisse is a Songhai, but is married to a Bambara woman. Mr. Keita is a Bambara, is married to a Songhai woman. This is tribal things in Mali. It's not possible to take in consideration. We take in consideration that in Mali we have some political parties who are very strong, and people will choose these people. Maybe they will add their deputies as things. No, the most the political party is very strong is ADEMA, but their candidate is Mr. Dembele, who don't have a political kilometrage. You know, he's not a very non-politician. He may be a very good technocrat, but he's not a politician. You know, because Mr. Keita was a first prime minister. He was a member of the president of the assembly. Mr. Cisse is a very non-politician. He was the president of West African Monetary Union. So, you know, that we have some very big people. But as I tell you, the last 20 years, these politicians, they failed, because the crisis in Mali, only the political elite are responsible.
Why? After 20 years? Okay, it's the same thing like in Zimbabwe. I'm not saying only mad. Even in Zimbabwe, it's the same problem.
Yeah, this is the real question.
We got independent because, in Zimbabwe.
Because let me say something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in Africa, all cases, they are the same. Especially this about election, about democracy. All cases, they are the same. The things happen in Zimbabwe is maybe the same like Mali, maybe it's the same like in Senegal, the same. Because what we have in Africa, we have our leaders, that they are great leader, but they have some other people who command them. This is the really problem in Africa. Mm-hmm. Because if, let's say, someone like Boubacar Keita, mm-hmm. he's good, let's say like this, but I mean, but how we think about him? Is it, I mean, French politic is not behind him? Because every election in Africa, it must be, I mean, some power behind. I don't know if you understand me, but I want to say, for example, if you are a French colony or if you are English colony, the government must be leading also for your colony sometime. It's not only you decide, but by the way, they also decide by their own, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They have part of this nation.
If you allow me just to intervene here, you know, in fact...
So, the problem is when Africa... Let me finish.
Okay.
When Africa, all of country, they understand this issue.
Mm-hmm.
If they understand that we have to be united, we have to be educated to know what we want. So we're going to vote, but we don't need to... We don't need corruption. You can't come to give me a T-shirt and then I go to vote you. If we know this, think maybe we will understand why our leader they depend on other side. So when we vote, we'll really vote the one who will be really, you know. Will be really, I mean, I want to say the one who can understand this and then make some compensation between the people and the country and think what the country needs and do things throughout the country, not for other country who tell them to lead like this, do that like this, you know.
Okay, guys, we're gonna just take a quick break and then we're coming back and more about these two elections, Zimbabwe.
I have really good example.
And, I'm so amazing because
in
people
our country,
they vote and vote, but things they never change.
Never change. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, let's make a short break. Okay, right, to our listeners.
It's about corruption.
Okay, just a second.
Let's say things clearly.
Okay, we're coming back. Just a second. I'm sorry. Mm.
There is no free election.
No, okay. Give me a minute. Okay.
Let's right. say, like in Zimbabwe, how come someone he has, you know, 33 years is still on the power? You know, in Egypt, the same.
We're gonna give a song.
He was in the power maybe 20 years, but the people start to understand that this is not fair. We have to have some compensation.
Mm-hmm.
We have to change things.
We are coming there, Jonas. We are coming there. We're gonna make a short break. You know, let's drink some water.
That's
so we can.
That's why I said that. So
we can talk more.
We must know what we want. We must be educated about democracy.
Exactly. Okay. To our listeners,
when we know this, I want to go to vote because I will say yesterday I vote the same guy and then it's the same bullshit. You know. So the people they will say no, we don't need to vote.
Right.
We need the reality of the things. We need to be more educated. We need to have good condition.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no. Jonas, do you hear
me?
Do you hear me, Jonas?
Jonas,
do you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, just a second. I want to make a short break, and then before a short break, I mean, we are coming back. We still got more, and to know what can we do. Okay, just hold it like that. To our listeners. who are outside there.
Yeah.
If you wish to contribute or to be part of the conversation, please feel free to call us, you know, on our students. Our number is 01-24-28800. You're welcome to call us and let's hear what do you think. Let's put some contribution on what is going on in African elections. Right, now we're going to take a short break. We are coming back. Here is the song. Guys, are you there? Are you there?
Yeah.
Right. Ibrahim, are you there?
Yes.
Right, I'm going to start from you, from Ibrahim. Right. I'm going to ask you about Mugabe. Right. Do you think? Yeah. You. I mean, it's. I mean, not you, but I mean, I will start from you. I can ask. I mean, it's for both of you. I mean, for both of everybody who's listening in the show and wants to contribute. Yes, of course, you can call us and tell us what do you think about President Mugabe. All right. I mean, we know that he is a very, very. He's a great, great soldier, which has fought a lot of wars in Africa. But we know that when it comes to independence, you know, when it comes to land reform and using our land as our resources, you know, do you think Mugabe did a bad thing by reclaiming the land back, or he did, I don't know. What do you think?
Just to add what Mr. Jonas said, you know, I think in Africa it's time that we just have to make some establishments that we can have elections, and that we don't believe that some people are behind, because really, if you take an election in Mali, the international community are behind these elections. These are not, for me, Iranian, Malian independent election. I'm proud that I'm Malian, but this is the reality. If you are talking about Mugabe, of course, I have to congratulate Mugabe for all his fight for Africa, African freedom, bringing Zimbabwe to freedom, also leading Zimbabwe for this long time. But I think that is a too long time. I thought he should go in retreat. You know, she should give a hand to the new generations. You know, I think this is what you have to do to Africa. That the politician give hand to the new generation who understand this world, not to be as kings. Okay, they can be kings if they want. Why not? Of course, Mugabe had to do land reform. Why? Because it is here a question of justice. Nowhere in this world, even in Zimbabwe or in Mali or even in Slovenia, a little community or a little group don't have a right to have all this privilege. If white people have a lot of land in Zimbabwe, but now they're Zimbabweans, they have to give the land back. That more of people in Zimbabwe have this land. So I'm against privilege. No, if Mugabe, all the political structures in Zimbabwe have to accept this and have good reason how to give land to other people. Have good reasons. If it's a good reason, it may not disturb the aims of land. The aims of land are to give food to people. You know, So I will not say that. Of course, for me, Mugabe is a great man, really. But they are too long in the situation. If we stay in Mali, this politician are too long on the positions. You know, this is a problem in Africa. They have to go. They have to move. You know, because generation wants to live better. You know.
Jonas.
I'm really completely angry with you.
With me?
No, with my colleague.
Why?
Because this is the truth, man. This is the problem. You know, even in Europe, the people, the chef of the state, you can feel that they really like to still be on power, you know. But the people vote. I mean, throw what they are doing. Also, let's talk about Obama. Obama, he's elected again because things are going well in America. I don't want to say everything is good because it's impossible. But why he's become a president again? Because he thinks is okay. In France, let's say, you know, Sarkozy, he was not elected again. He was in the election, but he was not elected again because his politics was not good for the people from France. And so on.
But listen,
but the people, the president, they would like to be still in power. It's the same in Africa also. every leader would like to be in power also.
But then why they don't accept defeated?
Yeah.
And then why there's always come like people...
But for us, it's easy. It's easier to make the people, you know. Let's say like your Mugabe. Me, I really respect him. He's really a great man, you know, for Africa.
I know that.
And then, like my colleague say, now he should understand, you know. He really do many things about the country, great things. That's true. But if he's still there, I mean, come on, you have to be retired, man. You know, yeah, why now we think about Mandela? Mandela is a good example for Africa. He was the first black man elected.
One after another, please.
Uh-huh.
Right, who's going first?
Yeah, so he feel like his mandate is enough, you know. So he resigned. He didn't go for another mandate. So he give the power for the other, you know. So this is a really good example for democracy. That's what I wanna say. That's why I say it's a you are right, you know, Abubakar.
Ibrahim.
Yes.
Ibrahim, sorry.
So, you know, I just want to tell that I think that Mr. President Mugabe is a prisoner of his political establishment. This is a problem in Africa, you know, because, you know, we have to change, the establishment have to change. It's not only Mugabe who is in a position. People are in position and they want to go. They want to move for these chairs, you know. And this is really catastrophic for Africa, you know. Because the young generation are coming, you know. The young generation have another perception of this life, you know. And I think these elections in Mali are quite different than in Zimbabwe. And I hope that in Zimbabwe there will be some change. Not that Mugabe will just give hand, you know. He will still be the president president. He will still be a good man in Zimbabwe, a great son of Africa. But you know, Africans are now we are in a hurry to see that our resource that we in one word that Africans deserve good life. You know, good life because they have such huge resources that we can really. In every country in Africa, live than kings, no, than kings. Not only just this miserable life for most part of Africans, no. We do not deserve this. And African youngs want this change, you know. That's why, you know. Please, I hope that in Zimbabwe it will be good chance. And also, maybe the men who are coming will have also to retribute the lands, you know. The lands in Zimbabwe or in Mali will not be all in the hands of some small parties, you know, small people. This is unbelievable. You can't accept this.
Mm-hmm. So, which means I can hear that all Africa, it has the same problem. It always wants to hold its land, but through the colonialism countries, they can't do that.
No. Of course, no. George, we are living now. People used to use that this relation with colonialism. Okay, colonialism is in the fact, but now we are living around 60 years after colonization, and every African country have Africa as a whole have a different. Political paysage, difficult
perspective.
Countries. You know, that's why I think that it's clear for us that, as John said, that Africans have to come together to talk together and to establish African solutions, you know, and how really, really work on it. Not just we get together, we have around tables, and after it's there. No. We have to say, okay, we need infrastructure in Africa, how to achieve it. How it's possible that I can fly from Bamako to Zimbabwe, not going to London, okay? And after going to Zimbabwe, you know? I should go directly
it like
from
this or what?
To maybe, Lagos or after Lagos to yeah. Harare. You know? Not going from Bamako to London, after London going to Harare, you know?
Is it like this or what?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Try to go from Bamako to Harare. You will not be able. It's easier for you to go to London and after London to Harare, okay?
Jesus.
Try it if you want. You will see that I am right, you know? This is the problem with Africa, and now new Africans, you know, want that Africa will go modern Africa, and this old politician, as Mugabe and Mr. Keita in Mali, and they don't know where they have to go, you know. That's why we have problem in Egypt, you know. Egypt also is an African country. We have problem in Tunisia, you know. This is a fact we need, because Africans are, we have good leaders in Africa, you know.
I think Africans, we have one problem of our leaders. We are keep on preaching war. We won our country by war. I think Europeans, they were in the war too, right? They went World War One, World War Two. Well, maybe yeah. World War yeah. Two, it didn't reach Africa, I guess. Or maybe World War One. One of the war reached Africa, one it didn't reach. But when you look at developments in Europe, you know, they're not keep on saying that, hey, we're fighting for this world, and then now we must be, you know, remaining in that point. You know, they are moving. They're not even talking about how they fought the war with the Germans or with the Italians. You know, they don't talk that. They already know it's past, and they are moving on with a generation to boost the economy. But when I look at Africa, each politics comes this like, we fought. Okay, we fought 100 years ago. So do we mean our kids, they have to grow up in the name of like a, we fought Zimbabwe for independence. Okay, we know that we are now independent. Why do we need to keep on preaching war?
No, Fred. No, George. Excuse me. Okay, this war is the reality in Africa. That you just, we have to address why war in Africa, why famine in Africa, why this is in Africa, why generations of Africans don't have good education. With good education, or just for some people, some elites, you know, the children of elites in Africa are well educated. It is not enough for the development of our country. No, for the development of our country, you have to have good education of very good people who can work, not just and one elite. You know, this is why we have to address the real issue. The wars are not a solution. We are sure. This is the worst things. What's happening in Africa, you know? Even the worst things happening in Mali is the war, you know? War is not absolutely the solution, but we have to be careful, because this war are also have some political background. This war don't deserve for Africa, but for John say, former colonialist forces. You know, in this war, every country has to have a position. Africans may have to come together. It's really last time that you get a position, you know. You can be very strong as a Zimbabwean, but in the international level, you're very weak, you know. I can be very big leader in Africa, but just in Africa, but in the international level, I will be very sick, you know, very weak, pardon, you know. Mm. The young generation, Africans deserve better life, I tell you. Why? How to overcome this? The first solution is African talking, you know, that Africans have to come together from the north of the south to talk about African issues. And the issues are about development. Mm-hmm. As I say, school, infrastructure, health, food. Mm-hmm. This is the real problem we have in Africa, not democracy, you know. This democracy is European. Wars, you know. I don't pay this word as democracy, you know. What is happening in Mali is just to say, okay, in the international level, we had some elections in Mali, but this is just to start, you know. But the real problems are coming. How to develop the country? This is the real problem. Mm-hmm. And every president here in Mali, we have this headache, because problems don't need. People want food, they want electricity, they want water, they want such and such. This is a real problem, you know. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I'm very long, but...
No. There's no apology. You're talking the reality. This is why we are here to discuss all these things, what we should be done. If you say I'm sorry, then we don't need to talk about it. All right? Jonas.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we're running out of the time, so we're going to ask you here for a few last words, and we try to see what's up.
Yeah, for me, I would like to say that in Africa... Africa is not an extraterrestrial continent, you know, because what's happened in Europe before is the same now it's happened in Africa. Because this war, civil war, and I don't know, coup d'etat, and this all happened before, maybe 400 years ago in Europe, you know. And then they start to be developed, and then... they come to Africa. When Europe come to Africa was, we have enough, we have everything, we have philosophers, we have people, doctors, we have all. But when they come, they create this trade, you know, this slavery. So when they come, they kill all these people. When these people, they are killed, and then they start to make slavery. And then, but I want to go very fast. Slavery is finished, and then they create colonization. And then colonization is finished. Now they create new colonization. This is what happened now about political problem, because we have this new colonization, you know. But I do believe one day Africa will be united. And then this day, it's not far, you know. We just need time. I mean, to have enough education, to have enough hospital. Because the problem is, we don't centralize things, you know. If we have good in the center, like in the capital city, good school, but someone who live in the upper county, he doesn't have enough education, he doesn't have enough school, he doesn't have enough hospital. So these things, when it will be able to be stable, I think we will forget about this war. But I mean, that you are Muslim, you are Catholic, you are from another ethnic, no, we will be enough education, and then people, they will know. Now we have to start to make the country good things, to develop the infrastructure, to develop the mentality of the people, you know. So this is what I want to say. So we need time, you know, because all these years that Africa was stepped down by, you know, the old continent. So We have time to go over this, because we have all things in Africa. We have sun, we have the land for food, we have, I mean, we have the sea. I mean, all resources that the West need to be developed, we have. But it's like a paradox. I mean, the country, it's rich, but the population, it's poor. So how can you understand this? Yeah, that's why I say political problem, it's a really it's not a really good issue, but it's matter, because we need time to go over this, and then this time it's coming, you know. That's I like to emphasize these things.
Thank you very much, Jonas. Our time as well is going slowly, and one back to you, Ibrahim.
Thank you. Okay, thank you for calling me, and I hope good that you have peaceful election in Mali and Zimbabwe also. So thank you for this nice contribution, and thank you.
I thank you, all of you guys, for well, wonderful show. It's only that time is jealous, you know. We could tear this topic into parties, but, you know, to understand what is going on. Thank you very much. I hope we're going to continue next time and to see what can we do. We'll come and to hear the results. Hey, we're going to come and talk about the results. Okay, for the next show, we'll be talking about the results of Mali and Zimbabwe elections, okay?
Okay.
Right. So we're going to put a plan on this one. This is our next show to see.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, guys. See you at the backstage.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Next time.
Have a nice time.
Okay. All right. Cool. Wow. Guys. As you heard, the show was very hot. Was coming very, very hot, and people are really, really not happy about what is going on in African politics and African politicians. I call it tricks because they are tricking us and call us, you will get everything. So we have enough of being tricked up as Africans. We are trying to change to get more education and infrastructures for our continent, Too many things are being talked bad, and I guess it's the time for we to move on and change. This was our topic today. From me, Ross George, Radio Student, to Africa, what a wonderful week. I thank you all. I leave you with a song. One song for the road.
Yo, inside sniper stamp.
Yes. As you know.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas. It is not yet now. But Merry Christmas to Zimbabwe and Mali for the elections. After elections, we have a Christmas. Ciao from Ras George.
Mkazi wangu chaye achatonyara nene vichifamba mumarendi nekabese nifura mafiri chevanu nema oveni chinangwa chiri chekukwata rice and chicken
radio yangu ndomuswa ichashanda vichatora maspika kuisa pavaranda manamba isaka neta gore rino ndichikanda ndichinonga heavy drive ndisi number wanda
Sakans kushai kwa pakisimusi ndi nechingwa chine jemu ne raspberry kunyangwe ndikasa wana kana present my happiness will be very very merry
ndati andishai kwa pakisimusi ndi nechingwa chine jemu ne raspberry kunyangwe ndikasa wana kana present my happiness will be very very merry
Powerless nejiri da Lady Gaga ndakafeka sutu yangu yejira resaka yakanyorwa kumsana kuti tose zababa pese pane kamera ndichipinda mugaba kunzi Christmas box
Doti wo box ndakafinyira tira uzangu mumaso Chai yato ndakasungirira mumusoro ndichipwatika kuseka pasina majoke
Kore rino handishai kwa pakisimusi ndine chingwa chine jemu ne raspberry kunyangwe ndikasawana kana present my happiness will be very very merry
ndati handishai kwa pakisimusi ndine chingwa chine jemu ne raspberry kunyangwe ndikasawana kana present my happiness will be very very merry kati wangu chai achatonyara nene
zvichifamba mumarindi nekabese
nifura mafiri jevanu Nema oveni
Chinangwa chiri chekukwata rice and chicken
Radio yangu ndomuswa ichashanda Ndichatora maspika kuisa pavaranda Manamba isaka neta gore rino ndichikanda Ndichinonga heavy drive ndisi number wanda
Ndati handishai kwa pakisimusi Ndine chingwa chine ne raspberry Kunyangwe ndikasawana kana present My happiness will be very very merry Yo, handishai kwa pakisimusi Ndine chingwa chine jemu ne raspberry Kunyangwe ndikasawana kana present My happiness will be very, very merry. Watch it flex.
Original sniper, thumb up in the year 2010 up to 11. Yo, Christmas time with flex. Yo, big up all of the man them. I want to wish everybody a happy Christmas and a merry, merry new year. Watch it flex. So we tell them once again. Zino andi shaikwa pakisimusi Ndi nechingwa chine jemu ne raspberry Kunyangwe ndikasa wana kana presenti My happiness will be very very merry
Ndatingasa shaikwa pakisimusi Tine chingwa chine jemu ne raspberry Kunyangwe tikasa wana ma presenti Our happiness should be very very merry Fire!
Africa. On everyday living affairs from the African perspective. Ujivo, na radio student.
Oddajo Tuja Afrika podpirata Urad za komuniciranje in javni sklad za kulturno dejavnost.